The announcement was made yesterday that the well-worn Bachelor and Bachelorette franchises will be changing things up a little bit this year with the introduction of Brooke Blurton. Good morning to our newest Bachelorette, Brooke. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, we are good. You must be one tired puppy after all of this media.
No, I'm good this morning. I'm good this morning. I had a good sleep.
Oh, that is good. Now, I have to ask the question, Brooke. We've seen so many headlines over the last, whatever it is, 48, 24 hours, a lot of hours, labelling you as the first bisexual bachelorette. Do you feel like we still need to say this?
I wish that we weren't in that place. But, I guess it helps people, justify it or whatever they want to do. And it also, obviously, clickbait.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. I guess I was just wondering your opinion on it because it does feel like a statement that needs to be made and doesn't all at the same time.
Well, personally, and my opinion is that I prefer, obviously, no titles and names. Like, I would just prefer Brooke the Bachelorette. But I think because we are casting male and female, I think people just want to really specify that this also is massive, I guess, for the Bachelor franchise. We've never done this before. We want it to be really open and really, but I think, yeah, the tokenism behind it, kind of like oversaturates it a little bit. But I think for myself, I don't take much notice to it.
And that's probably a good thing. But the tokenism is a real issue. And to be honest, Channel 10, who run the Bachelor franchise, have been mildly disappointing in the past. Bit of over-sensationalising in promos, a lot of queer baiting. Are you stepping into this season with your eyes wide open? And has there already been a chat with production on, hey, we got to do this right if we're going to do it?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's why when I came into the situation, it was really, really important for me to sit down and have that chat. Because obviously, I come from a place of just, acceptance and loving, caring, and my family don't see me as queer or whatever. They just see me as Brooke. And I kind of wanted that for an audience as well. I don't really want to over-centralize it. And I think, previous history, obviously, with shows like this, it does happen, and you saw that probably first season of Bachelor,
Bachelor in Paradise as well.
But you know what? It draws attention to those because people are curious. And at the end of the day, it is a show.
Yeah.
But these are very sensitive topics, and I'm really, really excited that I get to sort of show my personality, but explore those and kind of break down those barriers that we've had, especially with Channel 10.
So true. And to be a role model for so many people, because this will be the first time where we've seen on mainstream primetime television two women, sharing a passionate kiss or talking about their sexuality, which is so ridiculous in a way. But I'm so happy that you are our Bachelorette and that you're brave enough to take this on. And, I don't think you should have any pressure because I think already saying yes, you are showing so many people that who they are is okay. And, I really commend you for that.
Thank you. I really appreciate that because it's really nice to hear, I think, with all this stuff happening. But exactly, if it doesn't happen now, when's it going to happen?
Yeah.
And I'm really excited that we get to break down that wall and I guess, start moving in the right direction where, we're there, but we're not quite just yet. And I think hopefully this won't be a big thing. We won't be over-centralizing it and not that it's exploitation or anything like that. I just think that it won't be a thing. Mm. We'll be like, oh, the new Bachelorette, cool, they're casting guys and girls. Awesome, sick, amazing.
Yeah, move on. What's for dinner?
Exactly. What's for dinner?
We are speaking of Brooke, the newest Bachelorette. The season will be on later this year. You just mentioned that the casting call has gone out for guys and girls now. Is what you look for in a partner the same regardless of their gender identity, or does it vary?
No, I see them sort of equal. Obviously, that we are casting guys and girls, which is amazing, and hopefully there'll be an even distribution to that when they're rocking up on the red carpet. But no, I guess there's no preference for me. I look in more internally, and I love a person with what they have to offer rather than their genitalia.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Let's just be honest there. I guess luckily for me in some part, I didn't have a lot of parental guidance. So I was really open and free to look at people and how they are, rather than kind of being guided in just that male and female.
Yeah, like what we're showing as kids or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I don't come from a very nuclear family, so I'm really lucky that, because it's provided me with this very open mind.
Yeah, and I'd imagine you're feeling quite excited and nervous before heading into filming, because you have been a part of the franchise before, and obviously we all know and love you already. Like, do you know what to expect? Is your mind just like, have you had long to process all of this?
The short answer for that is no, I haven't really had time to process. But in saying that, I'm really, really open and excited for it. There's just going to be so much happening that I really look forward to getting to know who comes on the show. And the overall thing is that, you know, I hopefully find my special person in the end. So I'm just really focused on that and kind of getting my mind and heart ready to be that open. I'd really love to revert back what this show was about, and that was kind of finding love.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you are doing something that is so powerful, so cool. I cannot wait to see all of the different people that we're going to see on our television screens this year with The Bachelorette. Brooke, we're really proud of you.
If you want to get and meet Brooke, maybe your chance is by going to tenplay.com.au/casting. She could be your girl regardless of who you are, Brooke. We can't wait to see your journey later this year on 10.
Thanks, guys.